Good evening, everyone. To open our meeting tonight, Sharon, can you please announce the first hymn?
Hymn number 90. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am thine, and thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore. Hymn number 90.
If you'd like to read along as the readings are being given, please go to our website, the homepage, under the Weekly Lessons tab. You'll find the link to the Wednesday testimony meeting, and there you'll see the text for tonight's readings. And the theme tonight is Go with God. The readings will now be given by Dede from Georgia.
I will read from the Bible, King James Version. Psalms. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. Deuteronomy. And the Lord, he is it that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Genesis. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I shall tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went, both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, For because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Philippians. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Joshua. Have not I commanded thee, Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. I will now read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. God, divine principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind, man, God's spiritual idea, individual, perfect, eternal. Idea, an image in mind, the immediate object of understanding. To be with the Lord is to be in obedience to the law of God, to be absolutely governed by divine love, by spirit, not by matter. God creates and governs the universe, including man. The universe is filled with spiritual ideas which he evolves, and they are obedient to the mind that makes them. Abraham, fidelity, faith in the divine life and in the eternal principle of being. This patriarch illustrated the purpose of love to create trust in good and showed the life-preserving power of spiritual understanding. One kind of faith trusts one's welfare to others. Another kind of faith understands divine love and how to work out one's own salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Expresses the helplessness of a blind faith. Whereas the injunction, believe and thou shalt be saved, demands self-reliant trustworthiness, which includes spiritual understanding, and confides all to God. Spirit imparts the understanding which uplifts consciousness and leads into all truth. The psalmist said, "The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea." Spiritual sense is the discernment of spiritual good. Understanding is the line of demarcation between the real and unreal. Spiritual understanding unfolds mind, life, truth, and love, and demonstrates the divine sense, giving the spiritual proof of the universe in Christian Science. This understanding is not intellectual. It is not the result of scholarly attainments. It is the reality of all things brought to light. Understanding is a quality of God, a quality which separates Christian Science from supposition and makes truth final. Truth, life, and love are the only legitimate and eternal demands on man, and they are spiritual lawgivers enforcing obedience through divine statutes. Mind science teaches that mortals need not be weary in well-doing. It dissipates fatigue in doing good. Giving does not impoverish us in the service of our Maker, neither does withholding enrich us. We have strength in proportion to our apprehension of the truth, and our strength is not lessened by giving utterance to truth. Petitions bring to mortals only the results of mortals' own faith. We know that a desire for holiness is requisite in order to gain holiness. But if we desire holiness above all else, we shall sacrifice everything for it. We must be willing to do this that we may walk securely in the only practical road to holiness. Prayer cannot change the unalterable truth, nor can prayer alone give us an understanding of truth. But prayer, coupled with the fervent habitual desire to know and do the will of God, will bring us into all truth. Such a desire has little need of audible expression. It is best expressed in thought and in life. Psalm 23. Divine love is my shepherd. I shall not want. Love maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Love leadeth me beside the still waters. Love restoreth my soul, spiritual sense. Love leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for love is with me. Love's rod and love's staff, they comfort me. Love prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Love anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house, the consciousness of love forever.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow by repeating together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Okay, for our next hymn, Jeff, can you please announce it for us?
Hymn number 137. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Hymn number 137.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Wednesday evening testimony meeting from the Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent. Our congregation extends throughout the globe. Many from many different states, many different countries have found us and joined us. Many of us found us through our website, plainfieldcs.com. It's a very dynamic and active website. It's got a lot of wonderful material, and I encourage everyone to browse through it in its entirety. And speaking of our website, I'd like to mention that we are featuring on the homepage our magazine for the month of July, Love is the Liberator. It's a must read. Make sure you check it out. Also, join us every Sunday morning. We start here at 10 o'clock in the morning with our roundtable discussion and continue at 11 a.m. with our church service here in the auditorium. We also have a Sunday school for children. It meets Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and it goes out by teleconference. It has its own conference number. This is different from the one the church uses for its events. It means any child, regardless of where they live, can attend. And we would love to extend a warm welcome and greeting to your child. Please call the church and ask for the phone number. Your child will be most welcome at Sunday school. We publish and prepare our own Bible lesson sermons. And speaking of our lesson sermons, I just noticed that this Sunday is the last Sunday of this month. And if you don't have your full text lesson sermon booklet for the month of August, make sure you pick one up, because you'll be needing it soon. I will now read from the Church Manual by Mary Baker Eddy, the section entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ, who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or of suffering, though the generic name of the disease may be indicated. And for everyone that gives a testimony tonight, please keep it within a 4-minute time frame. This will enable everyone to share their offering. And for those that are on the teleconference, when you're ready, please press **. That lets us know that you're ready. And when we're ready here, we will call on each of you one by one by name. And now I'd like to open the meeting to the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science. Jeremy.
I'm very grateful that God brought me to this church. I was able to see how my life could have taken a really different turn 3 years ago if God wasn't protecting me. I always just thought that God saved me from a very certain suicide, which he most definitely did, but there's so much more he saved me from. I was in a really vulnerable place then. I definitely was not in a great frame of mind when I first got here, and it's certainly a blessing that I ended up in Plainfield, as not one church member here would have abused that vulnerability. Had I ended up with a less scrupulous group, had my first phone call not been to a practitioner with this church, I could have been doing things that would not have been good for me or mankind. During past roundtables, we've talked about the people who did propaganda during World War II, and had God not guided my steps, I could be doing something like that or worse. Even when I first got here, I sort of thought that that was the kind of work I would be doing. I thought I would use the skills I learned before about advertising and sales to rope people in. Very quickly I learned that is not how Christian Science works. We do not use trickery to get people in the door. Bicknell Young said, Christian Science does not have to be advertised. It needs to be demonstrated. and now I see how true that is. Because it was demonstrated by this church's members, and because I saw how others were benefited through all the amazing testimonies of the past 3 years, I've worked very hard to understand Christian Science to the best I can. And this is what's changed me, and this is what will change mankind. Just normal people being saved from situations everyone can relate to through the power of Christian Science, which I'm happy to say is the least weird thing I've ever been involved with. What is more natural than God's love? I'm so grateful for this glimpse into what could have been, because I see even more clearly how crucial Christian Science, this church, and daily practitioner support has been to me. As Mrs. Eddy's article, Place, says, the place you seek is seeking you. The place you need needs you. For perhaps the first time in my entire life, I am in my right place and casting my net on the right side. I'm so grateful to God for this opportunity to be useful. Thank you.
And thank you. Luann from New York, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm grateful for Christian Science and what I have learned from my practitioner and the wonderful resources that are offered by this church. I was always someone who dwelled on the negative, thinking nothing and no one could ever change. But I've learned here that if changes need to take place, that it must take place in my own thinking. Declaring the truth about myself and others as a child of God, depersonalizing error, understanding the nothingness of error and the allness of God, has opened the way for changes to take place and allow me to witness the power of truth and love, Almighty God, which casts out error and transforms lives right here in my home. A few months ago, when I saw my son sitting on my back deck in financial and other troubles, I never imagined it to turn into a wonderful, joy-filled experience that it has. He certainly was an answer to my prayers when I needed help around the house, but I got to witness something even greater of God. I was taught to hold him in truth, seeing him as he is, the idea of God good, with higher moral standards, capable of making intelligent choices, desiring to do right, incapable of being led astray. I have seen enormous growth and maturity in him. The transformation brings such joy to my heart. He has changed from a child searching for fun and wild adventure, untrustworthy, disrespectful, and selfish, carried to and fro by every whim, into a young man worthy of trust and respect, helping with tasks around the house as a good friend would help another, out of a right desire to do good to others, sharing in the responsibilities as an adult, working and paying down his debts in just a few short months. Having him in my household gave me the opportunity to put into practice the lessons I have been taught that have helped me to change how I react and respond to error. It has helped me to be more steadfast and watchful of my thoughts, turning away from the old habit of negativity. It has helped me to use what I have learned from the Bible studies and roundtable discussions, that love destroys error. Learning how David reacted to Saul and the transformation that took place in Saul as a result gave me a better understanding of how I needed to change my thinking and my behavior towards my son. I am so grateful to my practitioner for all the work she has done, holding him in truth and teaching me to do so as well. I have been so blessed to be a member of this church and to have the understanding of my practitioner to lead me on. I am so grateful to God for the many blessings I have received and for this wonderful transformation. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Bruce. My thanks today is for the wonderful lesson we have this week. One of the things it says in the responsive reading is, don't let the sun go down on your anger. And what wise counsel that is, I got to admit, though it's happened to me many times, but when looking back, I realized that whenever I allowed that to happen to me, I wasn't trusting God. It was that simple. Seems like there's all kinds of things going on in this world that one could easily get angry over. But to indulge that is to forget God. So for me, the lesson here was to remember that God is still good, regardless of what appears to go on in the world. God is still good. Principle is still in operation. His love is still with us, regardless of what the outward appearance looks like. And remembering simple truths like this has helped me to relieve it. So my grateful thanks tonight is just the constant reminder that the answer is always with God. Don't get hung up in the problem. Attach yourself to God. It's such a wonderful place to be. And for me, it's saved me many times. And the sun going down on my anger doesn't happen nearly as often as it used to. And my life is much happier. And I'm feeling, as a result, I'm a little more useful to God, which is quite something I desire very much. Linda from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the comforting music and beautiful readings and testimonies. I am very grateful for the prayerful support of my practitioner during a recent trip I made to Plainfield. On my way to the church last Sunday, my husband pulled aside to help a woman change her flat tire. I was able to listen to the roundtable on the ride. As we pulled over, I noticed quite a few motorcycles pulled over up ahead of us. I then realized that one of the drivers was lying in the middle of the road. I was grateful to have the ideas fresh from the roundtable on using the synonyms or attributes of God that we heard in the readings tonight, principle, life, truth, love, mind, soul, and spirit. His fellow riders were redirecting traffic away from the fork in the road where he was. The cars on the freeway were coming around the bend and were needing to change direction and lanes quite quickly to avoid the people in the road. It became very tricky with the tractor trailers. I felt fortified by past testimony shared here of protection on the road. I read aloud to myself the 91st Psalm. The discussion that had been on the round table, and even at that moment, was about life and truth. So I held my thoughts to those ideas and affirmed that all were in God's protective care. At one point, a man pulled over in his truck across the two lanes to help make a large visual and physical barrier. As we were ready to leave, two police cars arrived providing greater coverage. I felt great gratitude for these individuals, the officers, who provide an important service in our community. Their training, skills, and equipment are much needed. This reminded me of the importance of praying for their protection and the integrity of the service. The scene became calmer and more organized, and by then the man had been able to move his position on the ground a little bit. Observing the way the traffic moved in perfect place and timing with no problems occurring was awesome, and we were on time for church, especially after coming all that way. And I'm just so very grateful for all the love and care that goes into these services for all. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.
Thank you.
Wendy.
Wendy from Florida, go ahead. Oh, excuse me, Georgia. Close to Florida, but in Georgia. Go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the lovely reading this evening and for the other inspirational testimonies that have been given. I'd also like to thank my practitioner for her recent prayerful support of our little dog, Dolce, who had to have oral surgery and have 6 teeth removed. And my practitioner reaffirmed to me that God is the only power operating on his behalf. Dolce came through the surgery beautifully, and he had his 2-week checkup today, and we were told that he is healed perfectly. For that and for everyone at Plainfield, I'm most grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dale W.
Dale from Virginia, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for the readings tonight. There's nothing more powerful or comforting than to take a stand and, as was said, go with God. And thank you, too, for the other testimonies. They're very wonderful, too. There's a great article in the July Love is the Liberator magazine entitled Watching by Parthens. It is very helpful in pointing out the importance of watching, the correct way to do it, and illustrates a very practical example from the Bible story of Esther. Step by step, it explains as God's omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence became more real to Esther, the deadly danger was destroyed. Esther dwelt in the secret place of the Most High. I'm so glad that we are taught here to dwell in that secret place, to know God's presence wherever we go. Recently, before I went out one day, I felt that presence, just felt that God filled all space so there couldn't be anything else. A while later, when I was getting my hair done and the curling iron slipped and hit the side of my face, I knew nothing bad could happen in God's presence and assured the hairdresser that all was well. I didn't even look at my face until the next day, and there was no mark at all. It was a small experience, but very powerful to show me God's presence. I'm very grateful for the teaching in this church and all of its practical applications.
Thank you. Lil.
I'm very grateful for a couple of healings I had a short while ago of painful knees and sensitive teeth. I asked practitioner for help and was told what was needed was to be unselfed, grateful, and have joy, just for starters. Thanks to this help and rebukes with much love behind them, my thoughts began to change, reaching out instead of in, and being more loving. With the change of thought came the physical healings, slowly but surely. Mrs. Eddy says in miscellaneous writings, "Be active, and however slow, thy success is sure. Toil is triumph." I'm grateful to be learning to always be watching my thought. I thank God he led me here so I can be useful to him. And thank you for those wonderful readings.
Thank you. Gary.
I'm grateful tonight for all the things that God has provided for this church, at least since I've been here. I have a very long list of things that God has provided for this church, but I'm not going to read the entire list. I'm only going to give you a few of the things, because I think it's important to recognize that God is taking care of everything in our lives, including the church that we love. When we became independent, we were hit with a very large lawsuit, and right away God provided us with one of the best lawyers in New Jersey, right in our own neighborhood, who, under God's direction, won the case for God and for this church. And when we needed a printer to start printing our own lessons and our own magazine, God provided a professional printer from New York City who came and did a wonderful job. And Carl, if you're listening, we're very, very grateful for what you have done. When we needed an electrician to wire the church, set up an audio system, well, he provided a master electrical engineer to come, and he performed miracles inside this church. And Rich, if you're listening, we are so still grateful to you. When we needed a new organist, God raised up one from our own Sunday school, and he did a marvelous job for many years. And when we needed a temporary organist, God provided us with one right away, who filled in very wonderfully for just the right amount of time. When we needed a new soloist, God provided an incredible, wonderful soloist who still is singing for us. And not only is she doing a wonderful job as soloist, but she found two new organists for us when we needed new organists. And when we needed someone to upgrade and move our audio equipment, well, God provided wonderful people to do that. When we needed someone to oversee the church website, God sent someone with the skills and the desire and the ability to do a wonderful job. And God has provided the funds for us to be able to do all of this. I'm going to stop there because the list is much too long for this service. But I am so grateful for what God has provided this church. He's provided everything we've needed just when we've needed it. Not too soon and not too late, but just at the right time. I'm grateful to see lives changed and healed, including my own. I don't know where I would be without this church and the Christian Science that is taught and practiced in this church. I'm so grateful to be here tonight.
Thank you. Chardell from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening. Since coming to Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent and working to understand and love God more, wonderful things happen. Just today, after working with the lesson sermon on love and thinking very deeply about what Mrs. Eddy says in Science and Health on page 454, love inspires, illumines, designates, and leads the way. As I was leaving the house to give someone a lift in my car, I found myself using a side door that I rarely use. And when I turned my head, there was a pile of mail that had been placed up against the house. This explained why the mailbox had been empty for about 3 days. I rejoiced to know that this seemingly small demonstration is a clue that I am on the right path, expressing love to God and my fellow man, right thinking, joy, and gratitude. Thank you, Plainfield Church. Good night.
Thank you. Fairly from Maryland. Go ahead.
I grew up in a somewhat difficult situation from the time I was a baby or a small child. I had a sister who was a year and a half older than I was, and she overwhelmed me, and she also was very uncontrollable, and so there was always screaming and crying. And I would go down in the backyard, way back in the backyard, alone, and would think about when I got older how I would go away somewhere. And life just never fully made sense to me, though I loved school because I didn't ever want the weekend to come where I had to stay at home. And I became a school girl. I did well in school. But when I was advanced, I was told I was going to skip a grade. I was skipped into my sister's class, so that was difficult since there were only six girls in the class. At any rate, when I grew up, well, I got to the point where I couldn't sleep at night. I mean, I began to develop insomnia when I was in the eighth to ninth grade because I was sort of unduly anxious. And so I began to scratch my head, and I made big sores on my scalp. I had I had scabs and sores in my scalp. But when I was grown and I was away, I grew to understand and love my sister. And well, when she died, my habitual insomnia got even worse. I couldn't sleep at all. I would stay up all night long and eventually fell into depression and sickness. Then I found Plainfield. Along the way, I had come from Episcopalian Church into the Christian Science Church, but I found Plainfield on the Internet. And from that day forward, from the day I spoke to my practitioner, I have been a released and wonderfully happy person who has a good sleep every night. And I just can't say enough about all the gratitude I have to God for bringing me here, to my practitioner who stood with me on all the issues, all the teaching, the Bible studies and roundtables that mean so much in understanding how to practice Christian Science, and to Mrs. Eddy for giving us Christian Science. And thank you for the beautiful readings tonight and all the testimonies.
Thank you. Sharon.
I would just like to say how grateful I am to have these Wednesday evening meetings to come to. I've had a very unusual week beginning Monday when a third of our staff was out of the office, and it was a very hectic day, but I kept working with knowing God was there and God was controlling and taking everything back to God, and we got through it with no problems. And then I went home and our power went off, and I just knew God was all power, and I thanked him. I had time to do more praying and do a watch and just send my love out to all mankind. Well, Tuesday morning when I went to work, found the air conditioning was off. So I started laughing because in Watchers, Prayers, and Arguments, Mrs. Eddy says, "This is not my pain or error. This is an attack on my Christ." And when I saw it, it was impersonal. It wasn't trying to harm anybody. It was just an attack on the Christ. Things went smoothly. Today we had a third of our office out, and I just knew that I had this meeting to come to, that I could be so grateful for all the good that God gave us. And I just want to say how thankful I am for the round table and the Bible studies that help us to use all these Christian Science statements and Bible stories in our daily life and make them practical. And I'm so grateful for practitioner help because I was getting help on something else. And I know because of that help, this whole week has just worked out smoothly. I am just so grateful for Christian Science and for God bringing me here. And thank you for the readings.
Thank you. Suzanne from Vermont, go ahead.
Good evening. I like to express my gratitude tonight for some major paradigm shifts in my thinking that have been taught to me by the Plainfield Church. These were learned in classes taught by Mrs. Evans and now continued in the roundtables. Although I had gone to Sunday school, Christian Science Sunday school, and had class instruction, it seemed I didn't have much practical instruction. So I wanted to touch just upon a few of these lessons tonight that mean so much to me. One major lesson I heard early on was to put God at the center of everything you do. I remember hearing that for the first time. I was amazed because I simply had never heard that before. And it startled me because I realized that I had not been paying attention to God as much as I should have. Now it seems so obvious to me, but it wasn't then. It was pointed out that God is loving us and communicating with us 24/7, and yet an hour or two in church is all that many people consecrate to God each week. I had never thought about that either. Even though I attended church and read my lesson, I soon realized that I had been using God for my purposes instead of letting God use me for his purpose. I had been reaching out to God only when I had a problem. That was a humbling realization. I was being self-centered, not God-centered. Another lesson that really struck me was that there is no detail in our lives too small that God cannot be a part of. Once I put God consciously into more and more of everything I did, then things just started working out better. If you find yourself fretting over anything, it can even be, what do I wear today? Just hand it over to God. Put it on the altar of God, I was taught, and the answer will come. Because the more time we don't lose on the little things, the more time we'll have for the more important stuff, like helping others. These lessons just mean so much to me. Another lesson that struck home and that I remind myself often of is that I am nothing without God. Nothing. I can't do anything without him. I can't move, breathe, or even exist without God. So that was very humbling. I need God in order to go about my day, to even have a day. I remember when Mrs. Evans stressed, I need thee every hour. That was in one of the hymns tonight. I was just struck by that. I'd never thought about needing God every hour before. I think about these lessons and many others I've learned often because it has been through the strong and practical teachings in this church over the past 15 years or so that have completely transformed my life. The teachings have brought science and health to life for me. At times, I truly felt like I was in a hamster cage going round and round and round, year in and year out, not making much progress at all. Now my life is full, fuller than I could ever have imagined it, full of purpose and plenty of opportunities to work for God. I have learned all of this through the teachings in this church that have helped me get out of my rut, on track with God, and to be useful to God and those around me. I'd never want to go back to the life I had before finding this church. I am so grateful to every member of this church, our wonderful practitioners, Mrs. Eddy, for discovering Christian Science, Jesus, our way shower, and our wonderful God. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary.
See, tonight I'll read from our church website bulletin board, the first from Costa Rica. It was another great Wednesday evening service with inspiring readings and great hymns. It is good to hear those familiar voices giving testimony. This church is becoming better known and appreciated in Christian Science circles. It deserves to be. Share. And then Georgia, thanks for the new format for the Liberator and all the contributions. Welcome to the Gems. They were always a favorite, and thanks for including Mr. Morgan's letter. What wonderful artists we have here who are using their talents to bless. Great issue on what we all need most, a greater sense of our inherent freedom. And then New York, it is really nice to see how the watch this week, number 490, ties into the lesson on love, helps strengthen my understanding. in Pennsylvania. While searching our website, I came across an article with paintings and music that explain how the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, came to be written. It is very, very timely and moving, and I recommend viewing it. Thank you for putting this document of our national bravery on our website. And Wisconsin, thank you for the very helpful roundtable and service on Sunday. The roundtable had so many great and helpful reminders. For example, truth is a two-edged sword, and it doesn't matter which way you swing the sword. Never be afraid to expose the lie, and you have to treat yourself in order to help others. Within the service, the reading from Fruitage contained a very practical use of Christian Science. This church is truly a gift from God. And then from someone new, not sure where he's from, but he wrote an email. I found out about your organization through Facebook this morning. What a gift. What a great way to start the day. I have been floundering regarding the rules of rejection at certain branch churches. Refreshing and reassuring to read about you all, especially the questions and answers from your website about seeking medical attention. Thank you, and keep up the good work. Tonight, I too am grateful for the readings and testimonies. Thanks. Thank you to all. In our lesson this week, in the chapter Jude in the Bible, it says to keep yourselves in the love of God. I've mentioned before that was something practitioner had often ended when I would call her. She would end our discussion, our talk together with, keep yourself in the love of God. And it is something I have thought about often, how important it is with so much going on that seems to be going on in the world, the various news reports there, and other things. There are many ways to become distracted or discontented or depressed or fearful, but to hone yourself back in and to keep yourself in God's love, to keep yourself filled with His love, the divine love that blesses all. So very important. Something else that has always greatly helped me, it's in Kimball's book, his lectures and articles, and it is his letter on poise. It's on our website as well. But Kimball writes, the consciousness of the individual is poised somewhere in the realm of thought. The poise of the perfect man is in perfection, a state of self-knowledge, dominion, grandeur, repose, superb appreciation. In a certain sense, your poise will save you, because your poise is your real appreciation of being. Ascend constantly to your highest altitude and plane of equanimity, self-reliance, and mental culture. Ascend above the plane of concept, whereon the ordinary trash of human belief can move you and substitute itself for your natural peace. Maintain your peace and happiness by refusing to descend into the mud of cheap human rubbish, and know that your composure cannot be upset by every or by any mortal who can be used to wallow in the mud. There is no matter to be cured or changed. Nothing seems to be changed but a belief. Remember that these beliefs only appear to disappear. Therefore, be not afraid. I love that. And it goes back to the basic truth of keeping yourself in the love of God, not to be mesmerized by anything that is ungodly, but to keep that light, that fire burning brightly within, and to radiate God's love to all. I'm so grateful for this wonderful service in which we have time to speak about God's truth and share it with each other.
Thank you. Okay, to close our meeting, Lil, can you please announce the last hymn?
Hymn number 330. The King of Love my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack, for I am his, and he is mine forever. Hymn number 330.